Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. If you don't have time to listen to a podcast of the full show, here's a short highlight from Connecting Faith.
We all want to bring help to those in need around the world, but what strategies for helping work, and which ones just don't? Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Governments, nonprofits, and ministries have been fighting poverty for years. But is there progress and a strategy that really works? Well, you found answers with theologian Dr. Wayne Grudem, who, together with economist Barry Asmus, authored a new book, The Poverty of Nations, A Sustainable Solution. The good doctor spoke to how values in the free market system combine to provide wealth across the world, and what happens when one side of that equation is absent.
Well, Neil, when you talk to people about what's wrong in poor countries, sometimes they will say the first thing is there's so much corruption in government. But what is it that allows corruption to continue? Well, we think that underlying that corruption is a cultural value that allows government rulers, for one thing, to say they have the right to take the money from the taxes from the people and spend it on themselves. They have the right to enrich themselves. Rather than doing what the Bible says in Romans 13:4, the government, the agent of the government, is to be God's servant for your good, to do good for the nation. I was speaking to the prime minister of a relatively poor Eastern European country and said to him, Mr. Prime, and he wasn't a Christian, he came from a Muslim background, and I said to him, Mr. Prime Minister, after I'd given permission to mention a verse from the Bible, I had it in front of me, I turned to it, I said, I read this verse, Romans 13:4, about the civil authority is God's servant for your good, the Apostle Paul said. And I said, Mr. Prime Minister, I think God has put you in authority here in this country so that you could do good for the people of your nation. And he seemed actually, Neil, to be genuinely moved by that. It hit home in terms of facial expression and his comment back to me. We're saying there's a cultural value there. Why are you in leadership in government? Are you in leadership just to rob or take gifts from people if you're at a lower level of administration, which is actually bribery, coerced gifts? Or are you here to do good for the nation as a whole and do good for the people? If you're there, if the nation believes that, then there's a beginning of transformation to overcome corruption. There are some other, we list 35 values. I'll just mention a few more if I could, Neil.
Sure.
Right off the bat, the first value that will help a nation grow in economic productivity is that if the society believes that there is a God who holds all people accountable for their actions. If you think God's holding you accountable, you're not going to take bribes. You won't be dishonest about your product. You won't lie about your contract, and you won't seek to violate your word.